Surely You love that we love you, and Father, we're grateful that you love us. Father, we're grateful for our health, and Father, we pray for those mentioned here this morning, and pray that you'll be with Ella Grace, that she will heal quickly, and Father, we pray that you'll be with Michael Mueller as he struggles with his health. Father, we pray that you'll be with them and help him to heal. Also, Richard Kauf, Father, as he suffers with his illness, Father, we pray that you'll help him to heal. We're grateful for each person that's here. Father, I pray that you'll bless each person. And Father, we pray for those who can't be here. And Father, we pray that you'll be with them. Father, we do fall short sometimes. Father, we pray that you'll forgive us when we do. And we're grateful that we do have that forgiveness. Father, we continue to pray for this country. Father, we pray that you'll help heal this country. And Father, we're just so grateful that you have blessed us as you have.
Amen.
Father, the ones that protect our country, Father, we pray that you'll be with them and help them and keep them out of harm's way. Pray that you'll help us in every way. And Father, pray that we'll continue to do your will. And Father, we're grateful that for your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You seated. In preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 588. 588.
We now partake of this bread, which reminds us of that body that hung on the cross for us. Help us, Father, partake of this in a manner being pleasing to Thee. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Continue our thanks, our Heavenly Father, for this cup, the fruit of the vine, which represents the blood Christ shed upon the cross for us. Help us to examine ourselves, Father, and partake of this in a manner be pleasing to Thee. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Communion is ended. We now have opportunity to give back to the Lord for the work that's being done here at this place. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the material blessings that we have in this life. We realize, Father, that all things come for Thee. We pray, Father, we may use them in such a way that it glorify Your name here on this earth. Help us now to give back portion of what we have earned, Father, to help the work that's done here at this church, but not only here, even throughout the world.
Mark our song books at number 714. 714 will be the song of invitation. And after you've marked that, let's turn to number 589.
Be loyal and be true in noble service. turn with me in the Bible this morning to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, where the King James Version says, "Be careful for nothing." Your more recent translations will translate that phrase, "Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, make your requests be known unto Christ." Notice that we talk about the ways of God and the ways of life. And he says, "In the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, guard or keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." We're talking today in regard to what we get as a successful way of life from worrying about something, being anxious about something. How many things have you ever been anxious about that have solved the problems that you face? Can you name anything that has happened because for good for you when you're just anxious about it happening? Anxious about people arriving home, does that help them to more speedily be there? No, surely not. Anxious about money and how much money that we have. We have it from the work's sake that we have and for the commitments of the investments that we make. And we have that coming in. Now then, that can be useful to us, but being anxious about it? No. And that's what he's saying there. Be careful for nothing. Be anxious in nothing. But in everything that we pursue in life, by prayer and fervent prayer, supplication. Lord, I feel like I really need this situation to be remedied. I need this for this situation to be remedied. I need this to help out the cause that you invested in me. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, with an idea of understanding that passes the idea that we should be thankful to God for the privilege that He hears us, that He will hear us and respond to us. That's the idea, that God will respond to us in a way that brings us peace that passeth all understanding. And when God passes unto us understanding, and we realize that the anxiety didn't bring about what we wanted to have happen, anxiety and worry did not bring about a change of health and change of lifestyle, but that by prayer and supplication to God, we had a way of life of doing that. And we had a blessing that came to us from that way of life that we did. As a result, we find ourselves honoring God in thanksgiving that this has happened now and His will has been involved and we've invoked His will to be involved in this decision. And good things will come. And then he says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true," in verse 8 of Philippians 4, "whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you." When he talks about this peace of God that passeth all understanding, he's talking about a way of life that he describes here in verse 8. Practice a way of life that's true, a way of life that's just, a way of life that's pure. When we get into impure activities of life, we find disease and hurts and harms that come to our lives. We find jealousy to be a part of that. And even death can come as a result of that jealousy. But if we find ourselves being people who are lovely in our ways of life, of good report, tell people this is a way to practice things, this is a way to do things, then we have a way of life that is described there as learning and seeing the life of Paul in such a way that as we heard and seen them and we do those things that Paul said about it, a God of peace shall be with you. What is the God of peace with? He's with these type of things. What if I practice the reverse of this? Things that are false. If I teach people that a sinner's prayer is the right thing to do for salvation, where do I find anyone in the New Testament of the Bible praying through to God that they might be saved? And the answer came, I heard you and you're saved. We don't find it. We find people who were in prayer like Saul of Tarsus in Acts chapter 9 praying to God, and Stephen coming into him and saying, Brother Saul, a fellow Jewish brother, not a brother in Christ yet, he still had his sins with him, and he says he still has his sins with him. He says, Brother Paul, Brother Saul, why tarriest thou? Arise and go be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Though it's cold back there in the hallways, it's warm in the baptistry. We have fixed up the baptistry to be warm, and it's warm in the office area. And you can be a person who chooses to obey the gospel today and not be in chill, not be in shrubbery, and not be that way, but in a way that's pure and good. This is true. You do not pray through for salvation. No example shows us, but it does show us, arise, go be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. We know that in the washing of the way of our sins, it is by the virtue of the blood of Christ, because in Ephesians 1 and verse 7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our sins, according to the riches of His grace. Ephesians 1 and verse 7 tells us that we finally have that forgiveness of sins through the blood of Christ. And when he's telling us about the forgiveness of sins here, he's talking about the blood of Christ being applied. And thus they have that opportunity. You go and be baptized and wash away your sins in the blood of Christ. Someone says, well, you can't see that blood like you see human blood. No, it's not like human blood. It's like the blood of the divine Son of God. When he shed his blood, he wanted it to be perpetually moved through all the generations to come. And thus they choose to obey this gospel and they find peace within and forgiveness. Whatsoever things are true, not false. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever thing truthfully said is there in the Bible. I had many, many studies with people who say that this is true, this is true. I know it is. I know it's somewhere in this Bible. Use your concordance to see if you can find the word that you're searching for. And they turned there to concordance and they couldn't find it. They couldn't find anything about it. Would it not be the case that you need to make a change in your life toward what the Lord has said in His word? As we read this morning and studied this morning in James 1 and at 21 and following, what does He say in regard to that perfect law of liberty? There's a perfect law of liberty, and it leads into the life and peace that is in God. That's the opportunity that we have. And what do we do when we practice that way of life and peace? We consider the needs of those around us. Listen to what he says in verse 26 and 27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit or to care for the fatherless and widows in their time of affliction, and to keep oneself unguarded from the world. Don't ever go out in the world and not be guarded by the teaching of God and His will, and practice that will before our fellow man. That's a way that's honest and good and righteous, because it leads to practice things that are pure, not impure. Not impure and filled with disease and filled with destruction, filled with death, but it's pure. Whatever things are lovely, these things are lovely to practice and lovely things to do, instead of creating a jealous spirit and instead of creating a problematic problem. The things that are lovely. If there be any virtue, if there's strength at all that you can find in life, You find it in things that are true and just and honest and worthy of praise. You find it in this virtue. If there be any strength at all, spiritual strength, then think on these things. Think on these things that are said here to be true, not false, pure, not impure, things that are said here to be right. This is the way of God. In the book of Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, the Hebrew writer tells the people in verses 12 through 14 of that passage that they were in such as had need of milk and not of strong meat, because milk belongs to those that are unskilled in the word of righteousness, but meat belongs to those who are of great use, and by their habits they have practiced to deliver themselves from the simple temptations of the world. He goes on to explain a little bit more in Hebrews 6, verses 1 and 2. He says, therefore, leaving the elementary teachings about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works, that is the old law, but of faith toward God, of instruction about washing and laying on of hands, and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. Be in view of the fact that we're not stuck in that old way of life that is sinful and wrong, and the ways of life that are not right, but by going on to the ways that are right and peaceful and good, will help our lives to be the people of God as He set forth His word. Notice He says they are still indulging in the elementary teachings about Christ. We just believe that He came, just believe the story of Christmas time, that He was born and wrapped in clothing and laid in a manger, that He came that, and forget about the fact that He came for a purpose. He came for a purpose, He said to John, to fulfill all righteousness and be baptized of John as He should be. He was a prophet of God, and Jesus recognized Him as a prophet of God, and He didn't want to sin in avoiding what the prophet was teaching, and therefore He was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. When Jesus went to the cross, He fulfilled the righteousness of God. For it was in that plan that He bore our sins in His own body upon the cross, so that we might be made free from that by His blood. He knew that when we confessed our faith in Him and were baptized into His death, that we were made free from our past sins. We now can rise to walk in newness of life. And in that newness of life He's describing here in Philippians chapter 4, the peace of God will come to pass all the understanding. It'll be the way of being guarded in our minds, kept in our minds, as we serve Christ Jesus. And as we go about our world in which we live, we'll think on these things that are true and honest, lovely and of good report, if there be any virtue. If there's any spiritual strength in these things, any praise that we can give to Him, this is a way of life to live. Think on these things. Because Paul says, I've lived a life of example to you. Those things which you have both learned, received, heard, and seen in me, do. And this God of peace shall be with you. Just like He was with me, He'll be with you. This is a way of life to live and to do and to be the person that God would have us to be. Are you subject to Jesus' invitation today? It's not our invitation. It is Jesus' invitation. And if you're subject to Jesus' invitation today, as we sing this song, to ask the question regarding what will our answer be, we'll find ourselves really wanting to be the people that God would have us to be. And thus we'll find ourselves wanting to be the righteous person of God that He came here to set up as He left this earth. Jesus practiced that way of life that was good and godly. And He practiced that way of life for us to imitate and follow. A way that is a life that doesn't fill itself with anxiety, thinking that something's going to be accomplished and never is. but filling ourselves with a great deal of thought and praise and prayer and supplication to God with thanksgiving. And this God of peace shall be with you. Would you come to Jesus as we stand and as we sing together today?
Someday you'll stand at the bar on high.
Someday
your record you'll see. Someday you'll answer the question of life. What will your answer be? What will it be? What will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be? Oh, what will it be? What will your answer be? Now is the time to be fair, my friend. Make your troubles harmless and free. Washed in the blood of the crucified one, He will your answer be. What will it be? What will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be? Oh, what will it be? What will
think about it during the course of the week, and if in regard to this matter you wish to avoid a chill situation, from Tuesday through Wednesday night it's warm in the baptistry, and from Saturday night through Sunday afternoon and evening it's warm in the baptistry. But it is one of those things where we are working around the way to have our heater restored back in the back. By tomorrow night, Lord willing, that will be the answer for it. And things will be right and good for you to enter at any time during the course of the week. Of course, along the way, a lot of us were baptized in cold water. And it did not kill us, you can tell, see. You can see. But it was wonderful to have that experience in life. That we knew one thing about it. We knew that our sin were washed away in the blood of Christ. That the God of heaven had granted to us the Holy Spirit, because He says plainly in Acts 2 and at 38, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's a wonderful way of life to live. In Acts 5, 31, 32, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. So that baptism time leads to a great decision and great good. Look forward to seeing you tonight at 6 if you can be. We'll continue this thought in mind of not being anxious in life. Thank you for being here today.
Sermon number 408. All of you are away after the song, James.
Blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, thy perfect likeness to wear. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed.
Stamp thine own image deep on my heart.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day we've come and worship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even this good lesson Brother Robert has brought us this morning. He was our song leader. Special be the one that needs our prayers, especially one in the church. Ones that's lost loved ones. Be with the ones spoken of this morning, confessing these our prayers, and sick, and all be with this church to the next point of time. We ask thy name, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.